The sugi is the middle of the shaila. Do kmeim have kedusha? You have a kmeim which has different shemis in it that have kedusha. So Gemara says if it means legabi, you're allowed to save them when there's a fire. They're the halachic you're not allowed to save them. There's a brisa, you can't save them as a fire. You need only kisvei kodesh. Kmeim don't have the same kedusha you could save from a fire. And there's a mean legabi gniza. So there the halacha is. It does need Gneza. If Hashem is written on the other Sekelim, it needs Gneza, so it does need Gneza. So Gemara's Shaila was, could you bring it into a Vesa Kiseh? That was the Gemara's Shaila. So Gemara wants to bring a Raya that Kmeim are allowed to be brought into a Vesa Kiseh, because if you're not allowed to bring Kmeim into a Vesa Kiseh, so how are you allowed to go out with the Kmeim on Shabbos? Maybe you'll need the Vesa Kiseh, and you'll take it off to go into the Vesa Kiseh. You'll come to carry it for Dal Namah and Spishah Sarabin. So the Gemara says, in the end, the Teretz is mechupa or, it's talking about it's covered with leather. When it's covered with leather, then it's not a problem. So come at a lachal lemaisa, a kamei which is not covered with leather, you wouldn't be allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because of the problem that you won't be able to take it into the Beis HaKiseh. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Tefillin also covered with leather. And you see that tefillin you're not allowed to bring into a Beis HaKiseh, even though they're also covered with leather. So the Gemara says, that's because of the shin. Since on the bias it has a shin, so the male of the shin is a dvar Torah, is something from the Torah which is not covered with leather. So male, that's the isser. But in chinami, the parish is inside the tefillin and mutter because they're covered with leather. The only reason why you can't bring the tefillin is because of the shin. So there's a Rashba in Brachas, Daf Chavdal and Midbeis. There it's mavur that when you want to bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKiseh, you have to have it in a keli. And has the dafka be a keli which is not kelion? If it's a, let's say, a tefillin bag which is meant for the tefillin, that would not allow you to bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKiseh. You have to use specifically a keli which is not a keli which is miyuchid for the tefillin. Keli she'ina kelion. So the Rashba says, l'cheret shver, by tefillin you have this thing that you need dafka a keli she'ina kelion. But hereby the Kmeya was saying that if it's mechupa ar, even though the R is intended to be for the Kameya, but the Kameya is Mechupa R, and you'll have to bring it to the Beis HaKiseh. The Chai is steering Halacha. The Gemara in Brachas of Dalet says that in order to bring Tefillin to Beis HaKiseh, you need a Keli which is not Kelion, you need a Keli which is not Meyuchet for them. And here the Gemara in Shabbos says that to bring a Kameya into the Beis HaKiseh, and even the Tefillin, if it wouldn't be for the Shin, the Mechupa R works. Even though it's clearly Kalyan, that's the Rajbis Kasha in Masechtas Brachas. So the Magen Avraham brings this Kasha in Sim Mem Gimel, because it's really a Kasha in Psak and Shulchan Aruch. In Sim Mem Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings this din that to bring Tefillin into the Beis HaKiseh, you have to put in a Keli which is not Kalyan. And the Shulchan Aruch Yerideyam, Simen Reish Pei Bei Sivav, says you can bring a Kmei into the Beis HaKiseh if it's Mechupar. So you have that kasha. So the Magen Avraham brings his kasha b'shem the Rashbin Simen Mem Gimel, and then he says that Rashi learns the Gemara in Brachas that we're talking about. You're putting it on the floor. You know, Shaila is what to do with the tefillin. The person's going to the Beis HaKiseh. You know, in those days they always had the tefillin around. They didn't have places to put it down. So the point is the tefillin's going to go on the floor. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. So that way you're putting the tefillin on the floor just because it's in a keli. If it's in the keli where it belongs there, so that's a bazillion. You put the tefillin bag on the floor, that's a bazillion. You put it in a ShopRite bag, a keli she'ein a kelion, so it's not such a bazillion to have it on the floor. So divan achreinim, I saw the Mari Bachrach at the end of the Gemara here, and the parentheses in the Svas Emes, which I think is from the Svas Emes, the son-in-law, the Medina Rav, they said the Magen Avraham means to answer this question, al pi Rashi. That Rashi and it holds that the aside of Keli Shaina Kalyan is because it's on the floor, start bringing it into the Beis HaKiseh, not on the floor, that even Kalyan's good enough. The Gemara there needs Keli Shaina Kalyan, so putting it on the floor. As anybody, Yeshua answered that in Brachas over there. That's what he says. He says Rashi's learning because it's on the floor. What's the Rashi's Kasha? But like the Mari Bachrach says, Rashi's not the only Pshat in the Gemara. According to Rashi, it's Taka Miyoshev. But the Rashi is going with the Rambam's Pshat and Tamidir Ben Yain's Pshat. And the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Mem Gimel and Aruch Chaim goes that way. That's not because you're putting it on the floor. To bring it into the Beis HaKiseh, you need a Keli Shein a Kalyan. So it's Shver, the Rashba's Kasha, why would Mechupar work? It's not Kalyan. So the Chedushi Aran that we have, it's in Milchus to the Ran, it's not really from the Ran, and also the Chedushi Ridva, Hanitvis Michadash, they both say a Teretz, and the emesis of Pnei Yeshua was Mechavim to this Teretz, and like we mentioned, Aruch HaShulchan also, Pnei Yeshua says the Teretz without the coming on to Rashi. Now there's a difference if it's in a Keli which it goes in and out. The derech is to bring it in and out of the keli. So the keli, it's not so secure, it's not so, not considered to be so much inside the keli. So now that only works if it's keli she'ena kalyan. Its own keli, it's bottle. But if it's a case that's permanent, it belongs there permanently, like a kamei, which is mechubah ar, well, you'll never take it out of the ar, and like the tefillin, let's say the parashis of the tefillin that are in the batim, without the problem of the shin, it's mechubar, you'll never take it out, so then you don't need kalyan. That's the chiluk shechen in the Rishayim here, the Chusheran and the Ridvan. Pnei Yeshua was mechavin to it. The Aruch HaShulchan also says it, in Yeridei Simin Reish Pei Beis, the Aruch HaShulchan goes and says, he doesn't think you're allowed to bring svarim into a base of kisei, even if they're mechubar, even if they're covered. Aye, it says a kameya mechubar you can bring in. So he says, that's different, because the kameya is not meant to be opened. So he also is mechavin to that svara. Agav there he says another chiluk, which is a plea from the Gemara, that he says, because the kamei, anyway, the Gemara didn't know for that kedusha, so you can't bring a raya. I mean, the Gemara says tefillin. The Gemara says tefillin would also work if it wouldn't be for the shin. It sounds like even for sure for that kedusha, that would work. Unless you could say a shtickle like this, that the Gemara really wasn't sure if kameis have kedusha. So, but either way, kameis is zicha mutter to bring in the basic kisei, because otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. So you have to say miman of shach. Either you have to say that a kamei of mechubar is good enough, or if not, you'll have to say that a kamei doesn't have kedusha. So a kamei that's mechubar, miman of shach is good. Mashen kain, a sefer which is mechubar, you don't have a rayim from the Gemara, it's good. You don't see that the maskanos of the Gemara is that way. So Hashem is clear such a svara. But in regard to svarim, the Magen Avraham in Simen Mem Gimel says mefurish that you could bring svarim into a beis hakisei with a keli she'ena kalyan. That you could do. Aruch HaShulchan is mashmanat the way he brings the Magen Avraham, and he seems to be arguing on it. The only thing is, El Yerabba says that could be svarim you need a kis b'seich kis. You need two kalim. You have this inya by Tash Shamita that you need a two kalim, so it could be there's a difference. The Gemara here is mavur that tefillin really one keli would be good enough, but could be svarim have a bigger kedusha than tefillin, and there you would need two kelim. Kiss beside kiss. That's what the Ali Rabbah says. And Mishabur brings down the Magen Avraham and the Ali Rabbah the Simen Mem Gimel. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara asks the kasha from tefillin that tefillin is mechub bar, so why can't you bring them into the basic? He said the Gemara says because of the shin. Abaye says the shin shall tefillin is alocha meishim misinai. The shin that's on the tefillin shel reish, and we have an agyus of the Gemara. Abaye said the yud shel tefillin is lo chamesh misinai, and also the dalet shel tefillin is lo chamesh misinai. The dalet Rashi explains the kesher that's in the back of the shel reish, which is the dalet, and the kesher which is in the shel yad, which looks like a yud. It's also lo chamesh misinai to have a shin and a dalet and a yud to have the shem Hashem. But Taisus here says that we're not gurus the Dalet and the Yud. We're not gurus that. He says this in other places as well. The Dalet and the Yud is not Allah HaLashim Sinai. And he brings a Rayim from the Gemara earlier, and by Mehmed Likin, the Gemara says in Afchav Chesem and Beis that Lehokshul Lamech Shemayim El Arbei Meteir Bovad. The Gemara says you need Arbei Meteir. The Gemara says, what's Rav Yosef coming to teach you that you need Arbei Meteir? If it's for tefillin, it says in the pasuk, "Laman tia teres Hashem beficha." Tefillin is teres Hashem, so mela you would need min amuta beficha. It has to be mutter. So what's the chiddush that Malach Hashemayim needs arbei matayr for tefillin? Tefillin anyway has a din of min amuta beficha, because since it's teres Hashem, it has to be min amuta beficha. So the Gemara says, talking about the batim of the tefillin. So the Gemara says, but that also, the shin of the tefillin is Allah HaMashim Yisinei, so it's also called Teres Hashem. So the Gemara says it's talking about the Ritzuas. The Ritzuas have to be from Arbehem HaTeirah. if you're going to say there's a Dalin and a Yud in the Ritzuas, so Vaita Tzteris Hashem. It's Vaita Tzteris Hashem. Vaita Shinid Minamutta Beficha Tzteris Hashem. Why do you need Allah Mesh Misinai of Lehuk Shalak Shmai Bebe Terrible Vad? Dem state Mefurish that only the Shin is Allah Mesh Misinai, which is on the Batim, but the Dalin and Yud in the Ritzuas are not Allah Mesh Misinai. He's not Gairis, those words in the Gemara. Taisus says this in a bunch of places, in Menachas Laman Heyem and Beis, and in Brachas Davav, and in Megillah Davcha Vav and Aleph. And he adds a kasha in Megillah that it calls the Ritzuas Tashmishe Kedusha, and not Gufa Kedusha. If there's Tairis Hashem written on the Ritzuas, it should be called Gufa Kedusha. Anything which has a Tair written on it is Gufa Kedusha. Why did the Gemara call it the Shmishe Kedusha? It's a Ryan, the Dalam and the Yud is not a Lachal Meshim Misinai. So the Brisker Rav, Hilchas Tzvilim Perek Gimel Lachat HaZayin, he says a very Yishmak HaShtikl in the Rambam. He says the Rambam says you need that the Batim of the Tzvilim should be Mubad L'Shma because of the Shin. Why don't you say the same thing about the Ritzuas because of the Dalam and the Yud? Because the Rambam does bring down the Din, a Lachal Meshim Misinai, the Dalam and the Yud. So he says the Rambam's nusach is that she keshi yadua kitzuras dalit. Should have a specific knot which looks, has the form of a dalit. So the Rambam avad is saying you need a knot that looks like a dalit, that's shaped like a dalit. But it's not a dalit. It doesn't have a din of a letter dalit. It's not meant to be the letter dalit. It's a specific knot, which is Allah HaMashim Yisinai. He says Hashem showed the kesha tefillin to Moshe. But that's part of the Ikka Lacham Meshim Sinai, exactly what the Kesha Tefillin has to be. So Lacham Meshim Sinai, this specific knot, you can't have any knot. But the knot is Bitsuri's Dalit. It's not a Dalit. And the knot of the Shaliyat also. It looks like a Yud, but it's not a Yud. It's not intended to be a Yud. It's only supposed to be a Shin. That's the only letter. It's not a letter. It has the Tzura of a letter. It's the form of a letter, but it's not the letter. As Isaac the Brisker of Shan in the Rambam. And he says that he thinks Taisus also is masking this Halacha Meshim Misinai of the specific type of knot that's there. Not stam, you can have any knot. Says the Gemara says in Erevin that the Gemara says, how are you going to bring the tefillin in if they don't have the knot tied? So the Gemara says, you can make a loop. So the Gemara says, but it says, Keshe Shel Tefillin Halacha Meshim Misinai. So it says, you make a loop which is similar, which will look exactly like the Keshe of the tefillin. Vaishas, you see clearly the Gemara in Erevin Tzadikei that there is an exact form of the Kesha of the Tefillin. But Tais is maskim. Tais is just saying it's not a Dalit, it's not a Yud. You can't say Dalit Shel Tefillin Halacha Meshim Misinai because it's not a Dalit. So he says, why can't you say that in Rashi? That in Rashi also, Rashi is Geiris, like it seems the Rambam also would be Geiris. The Dalit Shel Tefillin Halacha Meshim Misinai and Yud Shel Tefillin Halacha Meshim Misinai maybe just means that it's the form of a Dalit, it's not really a Dalit. So he says, Rashi says, in Menachas, clearly not the way. Rashi Menachas says, on Daf Lamed Dalid, that the reason why the Tefillin Shel Reish is more chamin than Tefillin Shel Yan is because it has Rave of the Oisius of the Shein. You have a Shin Dalid Yud, Rave of the Oisius in the Shel Reish, that's why its Kedusha is more chamin. And Rashi Menachas Daf Lamed Hey says that Ro Kol Ami Oretz, Ki Shem Hashem Nikulach Eilu Tefillin Shel Reish. Why is Shem Hashem Nikulach Tefillin Shel Reish? Because Rave of the Shem is in the Tefillin Shel Reish, the Shin and the Dalit. So Rashi is Mefurish, it is an ice. So that's Taisus Kashem from the Gemara here. I mean, from the Gemara there, that otherwise, why wouldn't it need Tairus Hashem Beficha? Why wouldn't it need Mutter Beficha if it's an ice? And from the Gemara in Megillah, then why is it only Tashmisha Kedusha? And then you can ask here also, because here also, Abaye said Mishum Shin. He didn't say Mishum Shin, Dalit, and Yud. He said Mishum Shin. Abaye says the Dalit and Yud. You want to bring into the basic Kisei. Abaye says, I don't have a din of an ice. That's Pshat and Taisus, Kasha, and Rashi. Now the Rishonim, the Rajba, and the Ramban, and the Chidushei Aran earlier in the second Perek, and also the Ran on the Rif over here, say a Teretz to Rashi, that the reason why Avada the Dalit and Yud is Halacha Meshim Misinai, but the reason why you don't say minamuta that you need minamuta beficha, it's Taris Hashem beficha on the Dalit and the Yud, is because it's not a ksiva, it's a kesher. So the Brisker Rav says maybe they mean ishtikl. It's not meant to be a Dalit, it's meant to be just a knot in the form of a Dalit. But the Rishayim are very much not mashed that way. The mashmen are coming to answer Rashi. The Lahed is saying it to answer up Rashi. And the Lashon of the Ran is, since it's not a ksiva, It's not called Teiras Hashem. The Chayef is Bechal Nar Adal. I didn't have to read that ice. I think what the Rishayim mean is, Aval it's an ice. Aval it's a Dalad. Aval it's a Yud. But Teiras Hashem was said on Ksiva. A Yud that's written. It's not written. It's a Yud that's not written. It's a Yud that's a not. It's a different type of letter. A letter that's written, that is a din of Teiras Hashem. That would be Tashmish, that would be Kedusha, as opposed to Tashmish Kedusha. A letter which is not written, that doesn't have a din of Teiras Hashem. Maybe you'll be even able to bring it to the Beis HaKisei. It's not a written letter. Avad, it's a letter. It's just not a letter which is a ksav. It's a kesher. See, there are men, and in the second parak, he says a word that the shin, which is a ksiva kayemes, have a Teiras Hashem b'ficha. It's a ksiva kayemes, he calls it, a lasting ksav. I was a sayer from the Minchas Ariel that he can mean like the Mardchai. The Mardchai in Menachos says a Teretz Rashi, because the Mardchai really asks another kasha, very interesting. He says, if it's really a Dalet and a Yud, so why would you be allowed to untie the knot? Why would that be called Mechikas Hashem? So could be the Rishonim would say the same answer, because Mechikas Hashem is when it's written. Here it's not written, it's just a letter which is not written, it wouldn't be Mechikas Hashem. But the Mardchai says it with a little bit of a knech. The Mardchai says that a kasha which you could untie, and it's meant to be untied, so therefore you don't need it to be minamut beficha, and you don't have to take it off when you go to the Beis HaKisei. But the shin is an everlasting ksav, so mele chayich mu kedusha. He's not stam making a chilvah because like there is a kasav between a ksav and a nat. He's saying a ksav less, so mele lives like it's there. A kesha which you could always untie, it doesn't have the same kedusha. That could mean that could be the vart of the Ramban that's not a ksiva kayemis. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara discusses the suya in the kastana magafayim, means like a helmet, an armor, and boots. And you're not chayim v'chatas on them, like the Mishnah says, because it's derech malbush. But the question is, why is it pater avalaser? That's not so clear. The Ran and the Mardchai and other Rishayim say, because it looks like you're going to war. It's like Marisayin, it looks like you're going to war. Then Mrs. Rashi also is mefurish that way, a little bit shalayim kaimai, and after Samach Dalanim and Beis, where it says, that Rav Yudam Rav said, kol makam sha'omu asur chal ne Marisayin afil b'chani chadarim asur. Rashi says, what's the case with the asur mishum Marisayin? Rashi says, gen sirin v'kastu megafayim. So you see, Rashi also is saying it's Marisayin. Achari, the Marisayin is that it would appear that you might be going to war on Shabbos, and that's Osir on Shabbos. But the Levush in Simin Shin Aleph says that since, even though it's Derech Malbush Mideraisa, but since it's not the Derech to wear these clothes only by the war, it's not really a Malbush, it's not fully a Malbush, and that's why it's Osir Miderabana. That's what the Levush says. The Ali Rabbi is a little bothered, all the Rishayim say, it's a vart of Marisayin, looks like you're going to the war. He says you have to matchik that that's what the Levush means. It's very not mashma. But the emes is Ari Shainim that say like the Levush. We have the Taisus Arash that brings in the Riva. He says the Tam Taka, outs the Shainim's Tam, looks like you're going to war. But he also says mamish like the Levush, that it's not really Derech Malbush because it's not a normal thing to wear except when you're going to war. Chazal they consider it Derech Malbush. The Emes is the Rambam is mashma that way. The Rambam Perik Yates, he says, starts off kol kli mucham ein etzim em shabbos vim yatsa im em kelem shen derech malbush hareza potter, and if kelem shen derech malbush hareza chayiv. And that mashma is another reason why that yichayiv, why it's aser, because the Marisayin, he puts all kli mucham together in one thing. It's mashma all else carrying, but some are carrying the rice and some are carrying the rabbanan. So the Rambam is mashma that way. Prima Gadim, he brings us down in Simin Shin Aleph, Neishal Avram, and he says, Chayin Afkamina is, if it's carrying, so it's also even in the Carmelis, even in the Chatz Hashem Merevis. It's midrabbanan, it's considered carrying. But if it's Marisayin, maybe it's only also B'shus HaRambam where a lot of people could see. But then he says, Fakir, the Sugya later says, and Rashi says it's going on this, the kol she'asuchom ne'marisayin afil b'chaynech adorim us. There's a whole shmooze about what's the psak halacha, but he's naming on that a marisayin of the rice is us even b'chaynech adorim. So then you don't have that nafkimina. The Til Ledavid Eifenart says Metfakert. If you say it's a shayla of Masui, so then according to the Rishonim that hold that in the house is no din Eitzah, only Bechatzer, only Chatzer Sheinim Urevis, all these things Chazal Aser, they didn't Aser in the house. So this also wouldn't be Aser in the house. Or on Yom Tif. On Yom Tif is no Aser Eitzah, so it also wouldn't be Aser. Mashayin Kain, if the Vart is Alts Marisayin, so even in the house is the same Marisayin. Even Mechayde Chedorim is Aser. Even on Yom Tif it's Aser. That'll be another Raya L'chayr that the Rambam holds it's not Alts Marisayin, because the Rambam puts it together with all these things of Eitzah. And the Rambam says that Eitzah is only Aser B'chatzah Sheinim Urevis. Vaishas the Rambam holds that this is Mutter B'chatzah Mureves or Bebayis. L'chayr it's not also Alts Marisayin, it's also Alts Eitzah. Then it was Shem the Rambam. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah says, "Leseitzi isha b'machan hanekuva v'lebita bas sheyeshu le'achosim." And the end says, "Ichayev chatos." In contrast to the machat she'ena nekuva, which it says yipater, and the tabas she'ena le'achosim, it says yipater, because the machat nekuva is bechal not a tachshit. A tabas sheyeshu le'achosim is not a tachshit for an isha. So it's a masi. It's a masi. Ichayev chatos. Mashenkin a machat shein in a kuva, a pin, which the Gemara says has a tashel zov in the end, so it's a tachshit. So memela, inachayev v'chatas, it's only osu al shalfu machvi, and who adin, a tabashi eshel achaysim, it's a tachshit for anisha, inachayev v'chatas, it's osu al shalfu machvi. Then the Gemara says, Amr ula, v'chilufayim b'ish, the opposite is by an ish. So Rashi says that it's only going on tabas. By an isha, a tabas she'ena le'achosim is a tachshit. A tabas she'yeshu le'achosim is a masui. It's not a tachshit. By an isha, it's punk fekait. A tabas she'ena le'achosim is a masui. No ish will go out that way. A tabas she'yeshu le'achosim, that's a tachshit for an ish. That's Rabbi Pater Avalasir. Now there's a shtickel, machlekes, that Taisus brings down Rabbeinu Tam, and this is the only reference Taisus made to this Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't explain so well, but the Rishonim explain what it means, and we spoke about this earlier. Rabbeinu Tam holds by a ish is no dinah shalfu machvi. So a ish going out with a damash, sheyesh le'achosim is mutal chathchila. When it says v'chilufeim, the opposite, by an isha, yesh le'achosim is chayef chatas, ein le'achosim is pater. By an ish, v'kert. Ein le'achosim is chayev chatas, and yesh le'achosim is not potter, but mutter. In other words, the chilufeim is on what is chayev chatas and what's not chayev chatas. But the one that's not chayev chatas, the issa derabanan, by an isha, you have an issa derabanan shalfa machva, but ish you don't. And we already spoke about this earlier on Daftan Tesim Beis. But the Rif and the Rambam learned that its ulu is going not only on tabas, but also on machat. That it says in the Mishnah by a isha that a machat she'ena nekuva, a pin, is pater because it's a tachshit, and a machat nekuva is chayev because it's not a tachshit. By an ish, it's the opposite. By an ish, a machat nekuva, a machat she'ena nekuva is chayev, and a machat nekuva is pater. But the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Ran, and other Rishonim amatmi on the Rif, and also on the Rambam, why should it be that way? It's a Pella. Why should you say that an ish is the opposite of an isha by a machat? By a ring, so we say ish, the tachshit for him is a machat she'esh le'achosim. By isha, the tachshit for her is a machat she'ena le'achosim. By an ish, by tabasim. By tabas, you understand. By tabas, by ish, a machat for him is tabas she'esh le'achosim. And by a isha the tabas is specifically machat she'ena le'achosim. But what's how could machat nekuva? What's the difference between isha and isha? So kamer shein the masses kasha, and they bring that the Rabbeinu Chananel and Rav Shugain and Rav Haigain, they all learn like Rashi that's only going on tabas. But there is a difference between the Rishonim that the Rosh says that bechlal, how bechlal could a ish be chayiv on a machat? It's not derech haitzah. So an ish is an ander part on all machat. Sai with the nekuva. Sai ain't a nekuva. An ish is definitely going to be chayiv on a machat because it's not. This, I mean, it's only definitely going to be pater on the machah. I'm sorry, definitely be pater on the machah because it's not derech etzah. Not shaykh for an ish to be chayiv on the machah. It's not derech etzah. So the Rosh says the ish lemais is pater on both, and the other rishayim say that an ish is shavet to an isha, and it'll be chayiv on the machah she'ain in the kuvah and pater on the machah. I'm sorry, be chayiv on the machah. Nekuva and Pater and Amachat she'ena Nekuva, and this is all brought in the Beis Yosef. The Magen Mishnah brings the Rishonim to saying Ish v'Isha are shav, and we have that in the Rashba and the Ran, and the Rosh is saying that no, that a Ish is Pater by both. It seems that the Rosh holds that a Ishak, it's not a cool Derech Hitzah for it to put a Machat Nekuva in her Beged because she wants to sew. And Isha likes sewing. All Nashim like sewing. So they have a machan nekuv in their clothing because they want to sew. Mashenge by an Ish, it wouldn't be called Derech Hetzah. And that's why he'd be Pater. The emphasis of Magen Avraham points out, the Gemara early on, after Yad Aleph and Mabez, it says Mefurish. The Gemara says that, Lo Yetze Achai B'machte Etkuv Loi B'Bigda, it says, Em Yotze Pater Avalos Adivra Abmeya, Abyuda Ema Uman Derech Umnase Chayiv. So you see, Mefurish, that normally with a machat nekuva, unless you happen to be a tailor and you're doing it derech umnasei, it's cool that it's not derech etzah. Lecharech, it says Mefurish like the Rosh. Lecharech fair the Rishonim that say that a ish and a isha are shava in regard to machat nekuva. So the Magen Avraham says that there are ordinary places where you keep a machat nekuva, and even the ish could want, you know, he could want to have a machat on him at all times, in case he has to sew a button, or something like that, and make a repair. He also will carry around the machat that way. But the case of the machat kuvalei bebigdei, which is the Gemara in Yad Alpha Mabez, you have to say it's put in a very unusual place, like a very prominent place, that a tailor has a needle there to show that he's a tailor. But no one else would have a needle in that place. They'd have like a more out-of-the-way place where it's just for practical use. Like Achrayna pointed out, it's not such a big nafkamina halacha in that machlekes, because it's taka ashayla, whatever the derech is in the time and place. That's what you'd be chayiv if it's not the derech, you pater. But the shayla is, what's the pshat in the Rif and the Rambam? Why did the Rif and the Rambam say, and they learned the Gemara that way, that by an isha, so there she's pater by a machat she'ena nekuva, because it's a pin, because it's a jewelry, and she's chayev by a machat nekuva because it's not a jewelry, it's just for a practical purpose, so it's a masli. Why is an ish fakert? So the Ramban already says, and the Ar Sameach brings that the Rabbein Avraham ben Rambam said this, and the Gaon is Mayach and the Biagrot, it's all be'erich the same teretz, that the tam of the chiyuvim tur by ish is different than isha. By an isha, the reason why she's pater by a machat she'en in a kuva is because it's a tachshit. The reason why she's chayiv by a machat in a kuva is because it's a masli. By an ish, neither of them are a tachshit. But like the Ramban read Zeis, an ish will never go around with a needle. Yishalmi says this even. An ish will never do that. He's not a housewife, he's not a tailor, and he's not a person that sews. He would not go around with a needle in his garment. If in case he happens to need a needle, so he'll carry it in his hand. He's not going to go around with a needle in his garment. That's something that you do if you wanted to carry it around, you want it to be around you at all times. And Isha, a housewife, she sews. So she needs a needle. That's why it's derech etzah. And Ish doesn't sew. So a machat nekuva is by him not derech etzah, that's why he's pater. Masha'enkin a machat she'en in nekuva, Zag Deremban, having a pin handy is a good thing even for an ish. You never know when you need it to take out a splinter, to do this, to that, it's a handy tool. So that he would carry around in his clothing, that's why it is derech etzah. The Gaon shows that's meduyik in the Rambam. It's not a vart of tachshin and masli when it comes to the machat. By the tabas, the pshat is that a tabas sheyesh l'achaysim is a tachshit specifically for an ish, ain't l'achaysim specifically for an isha. By machat, the Rambam does say that a machat she'en in a kuva is a tachshit for an isha, but he never says that any type of a machat is a tachshit for an ish. It's mashma, neither machat is a tachshit for an ish. Why is one chayiv and one pater? Al karchach, you have to say, a machat nekuva, an ish would never go around with. Okay, it's embarrassing. I'm not a tailor. I'm not a housewife. I'm not a person that sews. But a machat nekuva, I mean, a machat she'en nekuva, a pin that he would go around with. He can use it practically. So that's the issue. The difference there is, which one is the derech haitzah? The Gaon adds, that's why, according to the Rif and Rambam, it's good. Why did the Gemara ask the question about tabas on ula? The Gemara should have asked the question, if you have a problem that a isha, it's not derech haitzah bekach, to go with the tabas, sheyesh alei chaysim, so it should be a kasha shvein on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that isha has a tabas, sheyesh alei chaysim, she's chayav v'chatas. Why not ask it straight on the Mishnah? The Teretz says on the Mishnah, you don't see the din of haitzah, shalei kederech. But ula that said that an ish is potter by a machat nekuva, there you see a din that haitzah has to be kederech. So now you can ask the kasha, so why is it isha chayiv on a tabash sheish l'chayis, and why is that kederech? That's why I ask it specifically on ula, and didn't ask it straight on the Mishnah.